74 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check on the commodity markets. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Pretty buoyant price action overnight in corn and beans. Wheat took a little bit of a tumble, which probably is the market's way of checking the validity of recent short covering by the funds. Just for everybody's information, July options expire on Friday, so that might be an influence. The dollar has turned up, but has stalled at recent technical resistance. We did not see any USDA export sales announced on the overnight reporting system either. Current price action as we get grains back underway. July corn currently up a penny at 371. September corn up 3/4 at 378 and 3/4. And new crop December 388 and 3/4 up a half. It's looking at the Soyplex. It's turned negative after early gains this morning. Currently July beans down a half at 927 and a quarter. August beans 930 and 3/4 down 3/4. And November beans 937 and a quarter down 1.5. Switching to the meal market is currently down a half a dollar basis for July at $300.40 a ton. In July, soybean oil 31.99 down 3. Now switching to the wheat market, currently have Chicago July wheat down 5 3/4 at 466 3/4. December wheat 503 1/4 down 5 3/4 as well. Kansas City wheat down 6 3/4 at 467 1/2 basis for July. And Minneapolis wheat retreating as well, 651 down 5 1/4. Looking at the crude market, currently down about 10 cents, but still up 10 cents, but still trading below $44 a barrel. In our view, this is a less than a dead cat bounce considering the recent week break, multi-week break, of over $10 a barrel. Dollar trade, as we mentioned, is up this morning, trading up about 20 at 97.33. Regular reminder about EIA numbers due out at the top of the hour. Looking at the charts, we probably established the top end of the slightly better trading range. The wheat markets considered to be the backbone of the grain markets has recovered nicely, albeit on fund short covering. New buying would be nice, but we'd probably need a tighter world balance sheet to make that happen. Continue to push old crop corn out the door. The abundance of cash corn in the countryside probably stemmed recent positive price action. A comment that we heard early this week was that maybe a billion bushels may have moved in the countryside last week. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thanks a lot, Bill. We appreciate it. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny skies, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible late this afternoon, a high of 87 degrees, northeast wind at 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies dropping to a low of 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow, a chance of afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 85 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.